I think this is one of the I was confident. I want to say I was very, very confident in the beginning when I woke up this morning. And what that tells me is that when you get a calm and it's on your spirit like this, that means something is about to arise. Usually we get a peace, but there's certain peace that comes overwhelmingly, if that's the proper way I can say it that way. But when you get an overwhelming peace, that means something is about to arise. What it is that God, he guards you with his peace. So when it does come, it'll blow you away. And so this morning, as I was meditating, I just knew I was going to be in the service very early than I know. Because usually I'll be here maybe after the first song, in between the second song, and sometimes I don't even come out until the very, 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 very end. Matter of fact, for the most part. But today I sat in from the very beginning. So that lets me know some things that I need to observe, where things need to be perfected. Then I can be able to see certain things that others can't see, and I'll make some suggestions. But the bottom line is, just like I said in the New Year's sermon, you want to give yourself grace whenever you foresee anything, no matter what that might mean. Because sometimes we try to move, and we want things to go right, and how people's going to respond, or what they're going to think. I mean, we know this is the kingdom of God. Sometimes you just gotta keep pressing your way in and moving forward. But we got this. We're unified now. But if we get divided at times like these, then we're gonna be all over the place. So what happens if God says, I'm gonna allow it, I wanna see how the people respond. I wanna see if the people are gonna be united, a united front, or they're gonna divide, who's gonna blame who? Because everybody's gonna be blame game. But when we start taking off and becoming successful, then everybody say it was me. But when things start falling by the wayside, I'm going to say it was you too, because we were all part of this. No, man, go ahead and praise him. I don't want you to stop praising. We're not rocks. He gave us permission to praise him. And we shouldn't have to be worried about, oh, we gotta record service and everybody gonna be quiet. No, we got this is the Lord's house. Amen. You want people to be free? Yes, sir. I wanna tell somebody, just learn to adjust and pivot when things arise. If God gave you a peace before it happened, he gave it to you for a reason. If God is anointing you, he's giving you the anointing for a reason. He doesn't say all of us is anointed, but there's sometimes he'll pour out an extra measure of an anointing because he knows what's about to come up against you. And if not really against you, but maybe something you might have to do, you might be assigned to something. You might go to a grocery store, and then you feel an overwhelming anointing. And you'll say, God, this feels great. No, God says, I'm not giving it to you to feel great. I'm giving it to you to release it to somebody else so they can feel great. I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying. In other words, just like I said to you some time ago, money comes with an assignment. If God is blessing you with finances, it ain't just for you and your account. It comes with an assignment. What you and I have to do is make sure we understand what that assignment is for. So this year, we've been talking about a return on God's investment for 2025. And that's going to be the message today. Mm-hmm. A return on God's investment. God wants to be able to make sure he's clear and concise on where he wants his people to go in 2025 to get ourselves ready and prepared for the next level. Because if we are misdirecting time, energy, funds, people, we won't give God a return on his investment. So by the time we get to the next quarter, you can kind of look back. Some of us should start seeing some type of results because obviously you are on your way. I'm on my way. You are on your way. We are on our way. So God is preparing us. That's why he don't wait till the time is discussed. He'll do it before. So that's why we got the vision 2024 that we were going to our fast for the 7-day fast without meat and no social media. The meat stands for carnal, flesh. Social media stands for distraction of the world. So now when you don't be focused on what the world is doing at the time, you can be focused on what God is doing, and you don't have any meat to distract you. God wants you to digest the word that you receive. Oftentimes, certain meats you can't digest properly because they don't adjust right. And so, just like meat, it takes time for it to settle. Makes you weary, makes you tired. You can't function the way God wants us to be, light on our feet like a battery. I know I'm talking to somebody right now. I didn't get in the word, but I'm getting there in a moment. But I just want to make sure that the temperature is set. Every time we get in this house, we stop the worship, we stop the praise, we get the atmosphere conducive so when people come in, they can feel the presence of the Lord. And so therefore, we don't have everything else. So what we do moving forward, so our Zoom congregation understand, we want to give you a quality of service. We want to make sure that we're taking pictures and we got the idea. This is the way we need to go. This is the way we need to go. We don't need to adjust anymore. So the way it sounds now, it's perfect. It was perfect last week. It's going to be perfect going forward. What am I saying? I'm speaking into existence. We pray for increase, but before the increase comes, you got to make some adjustments. And remember, I've been saying, even in 2023, how we need to huddle, get our plan straight, understanding that we have to call plays as a coach and get the plays. Every player should know what each player should be able to do. But if we practice it properly, then we won't have these kind of issues. Right? And so once we take our marching orders, it's game time. And so we need this kind of stamina. So if we ever had to hit the overtime, but then man, we got the stamina to move forward.
Amen.
We won't look like we just give up. Why? Because we're not dealing with average people. Y'all above average. I'm speaking into your life right now. You are above average. You're not normal. You gotta understand when God called you into the kingdom of life, you no longer normal. You gave up the old you to become the new you once you said yes to God.
Yeah.
And so what happens is when you say yes to God, you can't say no any longer. Yeah. You got to get what I'm saying. Once you say yes, it's no longer no. But the no is for the world. The yes is for him. Because the opposite didn't do its work too, because we were saying no to him when we was in yes to the world. So what happens is when you get to yes, you can't just flip flop yes and no to people. You gotta know. No means no. When God gives you the no, you gotta know. No means no.
Yes.
We gotta teach our men that sometimes. When a woman knows no, no means no. So oftentimes we don't get the signs. It's already in front of you. I gotta give you the follow here, man. I don't know what the Holy Spirit. He's doing something to me right now. I'm telling you, when we get to a place in our life where we can settle what God is doing. Our head is on the screen. In other words, you can't talk me out of our blessing. You can't talk me out of what God is getting ready to do next. Because if I sit still long enough, I am not going to be unwrapped. The winds are blowing, but I'm not going to move with the wind. Because I am sturdy. I am rooted and grounded in his love. I don't care what hatred coming at me, I'm rooted. So when I say this morning, when the Lord gave me an extra measure of peace, he already knew we were going to come across certain obstacles. And that's why my new confession, and First Lady, we're going to get this out of it. So these people, our people can be able to start confessing this for the next 72 hours. I was talking about the message last week, 72 hours. I might want to go in and get that message last week and bless me. Usually I don't like to hear my own voice. But I sat and listened to that. Man, I'm like, is that him? No, that was him.
Amen. Amen.
And so brother, as we were talking, I said, let's get these messages out on Sunday because some people don't want to wait till Wednesday. They want it after the service.
Amen.
So we're going to make sure that we get these messages out on our movement. SSR, y'all are in Google, RSS. If you don't know how to find it, you go to Google. Just type in Divine Contact Ministries. Everything that we're a part of, you'll see it, and you will tap on, you'll be able to get those recordings on the day of moving forward.
Amen.
Because sometimes we need to meditate on what we're receiving.
Amen.
Oftentimes when we get a word like this, we got a blessed word last week, we'll go out and the world will just kind of just take it from us. Because we didn't put it in the right pocket. Right? And that's how oftentimes we do certain things because it don't go we don't secure it right. The word of the Lord has to be treasured the same way you receive money. You secure your money, right? Secure the word of the Lord, and that's much more value than that money.
Yes.
So when you talk about God giving increase, it's coming through the word. The word will increase you more and more. Let me, can I get to some people who have some children? Me and my children, more and more.
Amen.
I'm getting freakish. I'm not going to let the old mind make me think we ain't doing nothing wrong. We do whatever we need. We just need to make sure that we are unified, that we're praying for one another, we're not blaming nobody. When one falls, we all fall. That's the way we got to look at it. When one wins, we all win.
Amen.
Because the first thing they're going to do when they see success, they're going to say, look at these people. They ain't gonna say, look at that one person. They're gonna look at these people. They're some blessed people. We winning though.
Yes, sir.
We've been winning for 2 years.
Yes, sir.
We've been winning.
Amen.
Ain't no losing on this team.
Yes.
We win, man.
Yes.
We've been in the playoffs every season.
Yes.
Make it championship. Look at our rings.
Yes.
We got in the building in 2024.
Yeah.
I was recalling, Sister D, you did a great job with my sister last year. When people can do Bible study for 20, 30 minutes, the first time she did it was 15. She shot up 30 minutes.
Yes,
I didn't see no concern on her face. She was ready to go. But I tell you what, though, everything she said and made each and every one of us evaluate where we are.
Yes, sir.
Make you evaluate what you're doing. Yes. Talking about our word, our confession, how we can kill people and heal people at the same time.
Yes, Lord.
People are growing, man. Look at Miller, Sister JP. You know, she did this the very first time.
Yes.
I was listening to somebody, and he said, everything, I don't care how minute it seems, you count it as victory.
Yes.
Don't overlook it, it's victory.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Let us get in Matthew chapter 25. I am so blessed to be a part of Divine Contact Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you the acronym, DC. We got some wonderful people who serve in this ministry. We got them in the Zoom, we got them in the physical body, and I know some people get ready to transform, some people about to relocate in this space.
Amen.
Amen. I'm talking to one young lady, she's like, the Lord is putting her in her spirit. I mean, watch, man. We get ready to get loaded, man. We loaded up, man. What God did for the people who were here was set the foundation for people who was coming. That's what he does first. He sets the foundation to make sure that we have things rooted. So when the people come, they don't feel like they go on outside. They come into a secure house. House without blemish. Even though we got some. But the people won't recognize it because we got rid of one.
Amen.
I said, even though I want to go ahead, I just want to get free, like I always do.
Yeah.
And that's what I try to portray for you guys. I want y'all to learn how to get free. Because you ain't gonna you don't know how to do it without this word. This word is gonna do it. Let me go to Matthew. I need to teach you. Let's go to Matthew chapter 25. Let's start at verse 14. I want to talk about God's return on God's investment. ROI. Return of God. This is our vision for 2025. ROI, return on God's investment this year. Because pretty much what God has been saying and putting in my spirit in 2024, he wants a return on his investment. And so in order to do that, you got to know what instructions to receive. And so what God has given us now is instruction. How to take the city. Because we're going to take the city. We're going to take the city. I promise you, we're going to take it. It ain't by happenstance that we are a city set up on the hill that cannot be here. My people are winning. He's winning. We winning, man. We got ministers in this house who can get up here at any given moment. It's your time. And that's why I'm trying to make sure that you understand when the plays are being called, you don't wait to get up here and stop fumbling. You should already been in your game. You should already have been in your practice now. That I'm in my off season, I'm making sure that I'm practicing. I'm building my endurance. I'm praising God when no one's watching. I'm magnifying when no one's watching. I'm lifting them up when no one's watching. I'm serving when no one's watching. I'm not gonna wait till you see me and start lifting my hands up. Because that's a hypocrite. And people can smell one from a distance. And when you get around an anointing like this one in his house, you're not gonna be able to trick people. Because people are gonna send you out. They're like, that person ain't real. They are pretenders. So verse 14 says, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling toward a foreign country who called his own servant and delivered his goods to them. And to one, 5 talents, to the other one, 2, to the other one, 1, to each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. I hope you're getting this. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. Verse 20. So he who had received the 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered unto me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. Notice he didn't say everything. Notice he didn't say everything. He said, you've been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Verse 22. 2. He who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered unto me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, same thing, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Verse 24. Let me skip down. Then he who received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown. He must know the Lord. And gathering where you have not scattered seed. Verse 25, and I was afraid. Wrong move, buddy. And he went and hid your talent. I went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. So the Lord says in verse 27, I want to kind of skip down. He says, so you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers and have my at my coming. I would have received back my home with what interest? Oh man, let's close a chapter on that. And honestly, I didn't think about this verse on the scripture when I gave God a vision on 2024. God wanted a return on his investment in 2025. And so the first instructions was, all right, Lord, place it upon my heart. I want to tell somebody, when the Lord place anything on your heart, it's the same thing as you're telling it to. I got to say this again, because some people are like, what was on my heart? No, that means the Lord was speaking to you. It's time for you to execute. The Lord don't always speak to you in the same way. Sometimes he'll speak to us in dreams. Sometimes he'll speak to you in scripture. And sometimes he'll tell someone else to tell you. However it seems, if you're bearing witness with your spirit, you got to know that's the same thing as him telling you himself. And so when the Lord placed it on my heart, it was a Wednesday night. And I said, okay, we got our instructions and our plays are being called for 2025. We're going to fast for 7 days and no meat, no social media. Because God wants a return on his investment.
Amen.
You got what I'm trying to say. God
Amen.
wants a return on his investment. That means whatever he placed on you, he don't want to see you the same way when he gave. He needs to see a double portion. Maybe I'll show you what he's getting blessed by this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Verse 20. Let me go back to verse 20. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country. So pretty much we got an idea, not in its totality, that we got an idea what the kingdom of heaven is like. Mm-hmm. Jesus gave a couple of illustrations on what the kingdom of heaven is like. But in this particular text, he says the kingdom of heaven is like a far country, which means it has its own set of rules. You can't have a kingdom without a king.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have a king without servants.
Yeah.
But even the kingdom of heaven moves a certain way. It's established. And so for this person to go off to a far country, that means he had to entrust the servants that he had next to him. In other words, some similar, so when the pastor leaves the Bicontact ministry on the February 16th day to go to North Carolina and minister the word, the people still need to make sure they give him a return on God's investment. That we don't do anything different because the person is not in place.
Amen.
The church is a local church, but obviously we operate the same way the kingdom of heaven is operating. We don't operate the way the world is operating, but to be honest with you, sometimes the world got better principles on how the kingdom of heaven works because they know how its day-to-day works. We need to get hold, even in the local church, on how the kingdom of heaven works. So he said, he went away to a far country. And what he did was he entrusted individuals, his own servants, not everybody, his own servants, and he gave it to them based on their several ability. So he gave 5 talents to one servant, he gave 2 talents to the other servant, and he gave 1 to the other. Based on what? Their ability. It's not so much of who's better than who, but it was based on the severability on what they can handle.
Yeah.
So he gave one. He gave one 5. What did the 5? What the person with the 5 do? He invested it. Do you notice it says something about trading? What countries do all the time? Countries trade oil, gas, all kinds of things. They trade because they have certain things that we don't have. So they trade, and so that way it can bring production and volume and investments. And so what we understand that the talents was a large sum of money. It was equivalent to like 1,200 in current US dollars of today. It wasn't a coin, but it was based on measure. That measure was based on silver, copper, or gold. If y'all recall very vividly in Matthew, you remember Jesus traded Judas traded Jesus for silver. 30 pieces to be exact. And so it wasn't that normal for a servant to receive from their Lord a large sum of money to make some investments. So when we think of servant, we think of slaves. That's not the case. Obviously, these people were able to learn from their master regarding trading, bringing back God's a return on the investment. God, listen, if God placed something in you and I, he doesn't want to see the same thing when we get to heaven, if we get to. Matter of fact, God will look at it and it's like, that's not what I placed in you. Where's my investment? You've given me what I gave you. And so when we hear, we pray about God, give me increase, it comes with some instructions. It also comes with you applying, making things applicable to your life. You have to learn, and I have to learn to apply certain things in order to get that investment.
Amen.
What we've been doing all this time when we teach in the Bible study, we invested in you. So therefore, one day, God says, I can use you to minister. Like what Sister D did on Wednesday.
Amen. Amen.
Because that right there is a form of returning on investment. What God saw in you, sister, was a return on his investment, because you were able to do what you did, and you didn't really have, I didn't have to coach you. You just went for it. The coaching came every Wednesday and Sundays.
Yes, sir. Over the game.
And so some of you who are called to do certain things, and y'all know y'all probably waiting for the time of the day to get this, get that call, but you got to make sure that I've been concentrating, I've been participating, and I've been receiving what the pastor's been giving me all along.
Yeah.
I was glad and blessed to see some of you do it 15 minutes, you know, at a time, but there's going to come a time you ain't going to be able to get that somebody behind you. So you got nothing to compare to. Now you got to go for it. What do you have? And so I'll be honest with you, I was a little bit reluctant. Should I take the speaking engagement coming up, kind of, is my people ready? Now that we moved into this house, do we have the necessary tools to function? Well, yeah, we do. People just got to step up. But then it gives me an idea to see what you all made of.
Yeah.
Don't fumble the bag, and don't blame who's didn't do this. If you messed up, everyone messed up. We should be able to operate like a well-oiled machine. Because God wants a return on his investment. It's not predicated on Pastor Roberts. We got enough skill and equipped people to do what God has called them to do. If they start learning to live right outside of the church perimeters, then God can get a return on that investment. I know I'm speaking to you right now.
Yeah.
I know it. Because here's the thing. When I get a little pullback, that's when I know I'm on it. Okay. And so sometimes my old preacher used to tell me, don't look for people to stop praising their hands just when you start ministering, because sometimes they don't get it. It's a form for them. What a form of godliness.
Yeah.
But denying the power of their own. So when you minister and people are not getting with you, don't worry about it. They get.
That's right.
I don't operate based on your emotions when I minister. You can be looking at me snuffing, popping the weight and beating me up when I leave out of here because I gave you something the Lord gave me to give to you. But all God wants is a return on his investment. So he gave one five, and the five, the person he gave one five to, but the person did something. The Bible didn't tell us what he did. We just know that he brought a return.
Yeah.
And you notice he was glad. Lord, look what you gave me, but look what I'm giving you back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Lord, when God gives you a job, he don't expect you to use that money for your own self. He don't expect you to use all that money for your shopping and your needs. Part of the investment is put back 10% back into the kingdom. That is a part of your investment. But to be honest with you, people don't realize that 10 belongs to him in the first place. You only giving him what belongs to him. Can I be honest with you? I know people don't like to hear this, but it's the offering that determines your blessing, not the tithe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. It's the tithe that you are fulfilling the covenant because it already belongs to you. Anything outside of your tithe is an offering.
Yeah.
Oh God, so my. Yeah. I mean, it's our offering that predicates our rewards as well. Not all of it, but part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give in that, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But if you do anything outside of that, that's something you're willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
God help you if you ain't doing either.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's go back here. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who was called to his own servant and delivered unto him whose goods? His goods. Wasn't there, it was theirs. Which was equivalent to a large sum of money. But he gave five talents to one, two to another, and one to the other. But immediately, verse 15, the B clause of this verse says, immediately he went on to a journey. In other words, he didn't sit around micromanaging. In other words, he trusted whatever he's placed in you that you're going to give back more than what he's given you in the first place. Verse 19, after a long time, which means he was gone for a pretty long time. In other words, he didn't just come back just like the drug dealers do, coming back to look for their supply. How much you sold for me? I'm coming back to re-up. How much is, he's not coming back. He's, in other words, he says, I'm trusting the people that's around my team. I don't want to kind of get overcome here, but I got to, for a moment, I kind of laughed at this skit. It's in the movie called Friday. And y'all remember the time where you had Smokey, which was played by Chris Tucker, and then you had Big Bird, and I can't think of his name right now, and he came in the ice cream truck, I believe his name was Fraser, on Thanks First Lady. And so he was coming to Smokey and said, Smokey, where's my money, Smokey? Where's my money? Don't worry, we can say, Smokey, where's my return on the investment? Oh, Lord, have mercy. I have for certain things, but they have some spiritual connotations for that specific thing because God is saying, I need a return on my investment for my people. If they understand, you pray for increase. I don't mind giving increase, but there's certain things you and I have to do to apply for the increase to come. Can I be honest with you? If we apply this scripture right here, we don't have to pray for the increase that'll come.
Amen.
Jesus.
You know, the thing about the church doesn't understand the principles of things. They know how to pray. The church know how to worship. The church know how to lay before God and spit, cry, tear, dance, shout, speak in the Holy Spirit, but they don't know how to get increase. The Lord is really teaching us right here in these verses, from 14 to 25, 14 to 28. He's pretty much saying, look at the last servant. What did that servant do? He hid the Lord's money.
Yeah.
He put it under a mattress for a rainy day. He hid it in the ground so no one else could find it. And the thing that he told the Lord was, I was afraid to give you a return on your investment. The money you gave. And so it looks unfair. Why would Lord get one five, the other one two? But I just told you, it's based on its own ability. Every last one of us has its own abilities. We can't get caught up when we look at the local church, and as we start moving forward, we can't say, well, Pastor, why are you giving this one person this assignment and that assignment and that assignment? I should be able to do X, Y, and Z. But what have you been doing thus far? I only give people based on what the Holy Spirit gives me to give. If you want to force something out of me, then show something. Show God, don't show me. Show him that you're capable of based on your ability. You know what the Lord is revealing to me right now? You got abilities, but you ain't coming forward.
Yeah.
You're not measuring up based on the abilities. Never mind the money. Let's put the money aside. What about the abilities? You have abilities to do certain things, but you ain't stepping up. You're not raising the standard. You're not showing people this what it should look like. So therefore, the people don't know what you're capable of doing. Well, who knows? God. God knows because he knows what to place on the inside of you and I. I'm going to tell you something. The mirror is going to show. By the end of this year, let me go closer to that. By the second quarter, I'm telling you, if you don't step up, you pretty much gonna be left behind in so many ways. There's no need to play catch up when you could have started it when we started the race. Let me finish reading. He says here, let me go back to verse, what I wanna do with it. Let me go to verse 24. He who had received one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown. You don't know the Lord, do you? You can be around somebody, Brother Ashley, but you still don't know. He's been around the Savior in this particular illustration. He's been around the Lord, but he don't know the Lord. That's the problem? How am I doing things that's based on characteristics that look like the Lord, but I don't know the Lord? He told the Lord, I knew you to be a hard man. Sowing will you never reap. Gathering will you never stay. So if that was the case, there's a chapter in John. The Lord said, I'm going to send you to reap what you have not sown. I wish I could find it. Somebody go to John chapter 4 for me. I think it's in there, but I'm going to deal with this one more. He says here, I was afraid, and I went and I hid your talent. I hid your talent in the ground. Some people think talent is a gift. That could be part of it. But in this particular verse, it talks about money. God does care about money, obviously. He cares about investment as well. Those of you investment, y'all understand because y'all do a lot of investment for other people and some invest in themselves. I was just talking to one of my buddies. He's right now trying to learn and study trading. Obviously, people in the world getting principal and the people of God should be getting. How are we going to a large territory? How God's going to enlarge our territory when we don't even know the practical, the simplicity of the gospel? How are we going to increase and enlarge and ask God to do certain things when we're not putting things in place or putting things in perspective? You want God to bless you. You want God to increase you. You're going to have to stop hiding where he's giving you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Because that's what this servant did. He hid the Lord's money. It wasn't your money. Why are you hiding it? The Lord says, if I gave it to you, you cannot hide what I gave you. If I place it in your life, you got to reveal what I gave you. You know what's funny with some people? What they want to do, they want to reveal the secrets before it's time. Like some of your gifts. You've got to be able to learn how to operate those gifts before you reveal what it is. So it was a period of time the Lord said, I'm going away to a far country. I'm trusting the people because I'm a king. I need to go back to my kingdom. But I need to make sure that the people are in place, are in position to be able to move forward on what I gave them, instructed them on what I, because in other words, God is giving you and I something valuable. And it's you and I's job to be able to understand what that value means, what it is. And oftentimes the things that he's given us, we misdirected it and we put it in other people. You know what happens is, why are you upset with some people? Because you invested in them and they didn't get your return on your investment. Oh man, but I've been telling some people for a long time, you gotta watch this because people, places, and things God cares about.
Amen.
Pretty much what he said, he went to a far country. That was the place.
Yeah.
The people were the servants. The things was a lost sum of money. Oh, God. Okay, but wait a minute. God cares about people, places, and things. And so oftentimes when we do, we invest in people. And so what happens is when people don't give us the return, we see, what God says, this is how I feel when I invest in you. You ever been upset with somebody? Frustrated with people? Why do you think your daddy feels when you do the very same thing to him? I get it. We upset. You didn't get the return on investment in the place or the person or the thing. But the Lord went to a far country and he gave the thing, which was the loss of money. He gave it to the people, which was the person. And the place was the far country. Oh, see, all of this tied into one another. People, places, and things tied into one another. It's all investments. If I'm investing time with you, I'm taking my time with you, hoping that I can get a return on it. But if you just keep taking and taking and taking, then I ain't getting a return. And so what happens is the Spirit of God in you begins to get grieved. And that's why some of us are upset with our loved ones, because we put investments in them, but we did it out of love, not by severability.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ouch. Ouch. We didn't do it based on severability. We did it out of love.
Yeah.
He loved all the servants. But he gave it to him based on what? Severability. And so if you're not getting the return on them, it's because you didn't do it based on the ability. You did it out of love. So did you invest out of love, or did you do it based on the ability? Because if you didn't get a return on investment with the love, now you disheartened, now I don't know what to do with this. In some cases, we did it out of love, and we did it because they had lack of love and they lack of separability. So now you're in denial. Aye, aye, aye. Aye, aye. So the Lord wants a return on his investment in 2025. I got to make sure I say this, because right now what's going to happen is you're going to come across people, you're going to come across places, and you're going to come across things. What we have to do is start looking from the eye point of God. Do you have the ability of my time? Do you have the ability to waste my time? And so the Lord told this one servant, he said, the servant responded, I was afraid, and I went and I hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. God said, I'm not looking for the man. I'm not looking for even kill. But the Lord answered and said to him, this is the reason why. It was a problem. You wicked and you lazy. You wicked because you don't know who I am. You telling me I don't reap what I sow. Ain't you lazy? I know there's some people, they know how to hide money. They do very well. They ain't hiding. That's why the kingdom ain't enlarged. And you want God to enlarge certain other things? You know, you might be fine financially, but there's other things that you want God to do. He's like, man, you know, you want me to move, but I want you to move. Yeah. The other word for lazy is slow. Mm-hmm. Another word for wicked is evil. You wicked in yourself. You got two of them to get you. That's why I can't get a return on my investment based on this sermon. But there's other people that got other qualities that are why you ain't getting a return on investment, because they ain't, you're not giving it to them based on their abilities.
Mm-hmm.
These messages are tying up all one to another. You know, I'm talking about fall off, bear fruit, bear, because God, I'm telling you, if we get hold of some of these principles right now and start giving properly, being committed on our giving and how we're moving and how we invest in our time, how we invest in our energy, things we spend the time with people, I'm telling you, if I'm spending time with you, I'm looking for a return on my investment. I'm looking. But I'm going to tell you something, though. If I cut myself short with you, that's mean because I see far off. I see a far off. I'm not going to give you too much time because I see you are far off. And you must say, that's a thing real funny. No, because I see something that you don't see. Matter of fact, I see something you already know. It's just that God revealed it to me. So now I don't have to give you that time. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some people right now, I can sense it by the Spirit, that God is not going to, don't give that person too much time. They got enough time. There's some people, God said, you gave them enough time. Let them grow. Let them grow. Let them go for it. Let them go for, in other words, not that you're going all the way away, but now you where you need to be, so I can be able to focus on somebody else, because we got more children than I got to raise.
Amen.
Understand. I got more people. There's more time I have to spend. with other people, to raise them, to get them where they need to be. I'm going to tell you something. I've been on the phone. I ain't been much on the phone the last week, but the few people that I got on the phone with the last week, some people just been letting my spirit be. I'm not going to tell you who you are. I'm just telling you that there's certain individuals I can speak with you. You make my spirit be. That lets me know that you are on something. You are on your way. I can get in your presence and I can tell you are on your way. And I have to keep saying this, but I'm going to have to keep saying this to make sure that we understand, for the first 10, don't let the second 10 outdo you. And I don't mean in work and get things together. Don't let them outwork, because I'm telling you, the second 10, they're coming in hungry. You ever heard the term, I ain't got no skin in the game? Because they just looking to be changed. They looking for freedom. They looking to give God their best. They're looking to do what's right. They're not looking to see that I want a pastor watching and he can put me up or he can befriend me a little longer. No, no. There are some people who really want God. Hallelujah. Man, this is going to be for the pure heart. I promise you, it's going to be for the pure heart. This anointing is for the pure and hearts. Father God, we thank you, God, so kind, for your spirit, for your reasonable service. Thank you, God, that we don't have to pray for increase. You showing us how to get it. You even told the one that didn't do right, you said you could at least put my money in the bank. At least I would have got a little pennies on the dollar. You could at least did that. So what happened is, I'm going to take what you have and I'm going to give it to the one with the five. In the latter part of those verses, he says to the ones that do have, because when you do have, the Lord says, I'm going to take it away. And for the ones who do have, I'm going to put more buttons on it. Because you understand the value of the large sum of money, the talents that I've given you. I'm telling you, I'm here, the Lord says, expect the harvest. I don't know who it is. The Lord just told me to tell somebody, expect a harvest. Expect a harvest. You pray for increase, but the Lord says, because of your signs, because of your obedience, because of your receiving this, he says, expect a harvest. A harvest is coming your way. I don't know who I'm talking to, but the Lord just revealed to me that a harvest is coming somebody's way. I pray that it's for the unified body as a church, as it's a local church or a local branch, but I pray that you understand when a harvest comes, you got to understand you put some of that back into the investment. Don't keep all the harvest to yourself. Don't keep all the harvest to yourself. Don't hide the Lord's money. In other words, don't try to say, I didn't get anything, so I can't give anything. Because the Lord knows what's coming to your child. No church, I don't care if the Lord's put his hand on it, no church should suffer. The light should always stay on, the water should always be running. There should not be lacking nobody in God's house.
Yeah.
No lack. It should not be no lack in God's house. We should have money flowing all kinds of ways. I'm talking about many times over.
Yeah.
Do you know if you do right by God, he'll have it flowing in your life many times over? If you're doing it right.
Yeah.
It's no problem for God to bless his people. He don't mind reward. He just wants you to know, are you doing what I'm telling you to do? Are you receiving what you've been instructed to do? I want to pray for some people today. I mean, we have three different ways, and we're going to close very shortly. We're going to give you an invitation to join the Divine Contact Ministries, and the Lord has placed it upon your heart, that this is the church that God has spoke to you about, and that this is the pastor that God has shepherd over. This is the church. I need you to stick your thumbs up, raise your hand, and I want you to come up the right way. Well, God. Have your way. Have your way, God. There are some people who might just need prayer. Pastor, I need you to come into agreement.